Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
.901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk to John Chill, who is the CFO over at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. The place to go get your gear gambling on. Oh, my God, what a great time. We got postseason baseball coming up that we're interested in, right? We got NFL football, right? Basketball starting up in a little bit. You got UFC. You got boxing. You got everything that you could possibly want. And John Chill is here to talk about it like he does every Thursday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, John?
What's going on, John? How are you?
How was the handle last weekend?
Whew, handle was good, and I think DraftKings and the Gold Nugget were happy. What a carnage it was for bettors. We had heavy money on the Browns, Raiders, and Texans, and we all know how that panned out. But, I just put away my Swifter to clean up the carnage from Sunday, and the gambler's motto is, there's always tomorrow, so hopefully it's a better week for us. But, it was a good week, as far as the book, and handle was up, and, we continue to see strengths in handle. Prop bets are increasing. We talked a little bit last week about prop bets in the NFL. But, definitely was an interesting week. I was following the circa thing again. Just, I don't know if you guys have talked about it, like, out of 14,000, only 600 are left after 3 weeks.
Yeah. No, the survivor pools are just getting destroyed.
Never seen anything like that.
3 weeks. And, a lot of them are 90% of the survivor pools are out. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. The top four last week in the circle one was Bengals, Browns, Bucks, and Raiders, and they all lost. I think there was 988 that had the Bengals, 931 had the Browns. It's insane. What you're seeing this week this year is interesting. Is I kind of look at teasers more in the NFL. I don't play them too much in the college. I don't play teasers too much. But you're seeing the good teams. Usually they'll win, but they won't cover. Now you're just seeing some of these teams just losing straight up. I mean, you're just seeing that more than you've ever had, especially the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible what's going on.
Go ahead, John.
Go.
No, I was just going to say, you're starting to see the betting splits. We're talking about handle. You look at tonight's game, the Cowboys. There's 80% of the handles right now on the Cowboys. And it's interesting. I'm coming off a loss, and, they're giving six. But you're seeing some one way, as far as handle. The Steelers are close to 80%. Bengals at 70. The Cardinals are getting some love at 70.
What are the Niners?
The Niners right now, it's about even. It's 53-47 to the Niners' favor. So,
wow! The Niners are in a desperate spot, right? And so are the Cowboys. And I think that's a big reason. I'm surprised that the 49ers are at about a 50-50. I would think everybody'd be jumping on them, but 10.5 is a huge number.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's scared. And you're seeing that with because you're not seeing the big blowout. Some games you are, but 10 points is a lot. And we'll see. You're seeing it in college as well. Miami tomorrow night's game, they're up at the 90%.
That's a bad sign for you, Dell, when 90% of the people are on your team. That's a bad, bad sign for you. Watch, this is going to be a close. How many are you laying? 17? What are you laying? What's that number?
It's 19 and a half.
19 and a half? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Dell, you're in for a fight. I'm telling you. There's no way they cover 19 and a half tomorrow night. Not if 90% of the people are on it. It has been a real nice season so far for the books, huh?
Yes, yes. They are happy at DraftKings and happy at the Golden Nugget. It is it's definitely been in favor of them the first 3 weeks. But we are seeing, you know, prop bets are, like I was saying, a lot of people are hitting the prop bets, parlaying them with them. But yeah, definitely the books are, you know, taking advantage of these, I guess, upsets and, you know, what you're seeing across the board. So it's definitely been an interesting 3 weeks. Hopefully it changes. I know you guys probably talk about it. I kind of like the Texans this week. I don't know why. I kind of like, you know, the Steelers. I think Fields looks better every week. I think Richardson for the Colts, he's probably going to throw one or two picks. And, you know, but the only thing that scares me, 3 out of 4 games will be on the road. And but I kind of like the Steelers there. Is Bengals going to bounce back? I mean, I had the Bengals Monday night, nearly giving 4 to Carolina. That's a crazy. I mean, they didn't play bad. I mean, they just couldn't stop Daniels. So there's going to be some interesting bets there as well. So college, you know, we got some UFC matinee, so college will be interesting. It'll be a good time there in the afternoon. We got I like the under 2 rounds in the main event with the Makano fight, and then I like the over 2.5 rounds with the Imavov fight. So I like those. And Michigan and Ole Miss. So if you want a 4-team parlay that pays 10-1, I go Michigan, Ole Miss, and the under 2.5 rounds and the over 2.5 rounds. And then let it all ride on the NFL and see what happens in the NFL. So that's kind of where my picks are.
Under 2.5 rounds. Why? Why you like that?
I just think you got a grappler. Benoit's, he's a big guy. I think it's just going to, I think one of them's going to, try to do what they know how to do, and they're going to try to do it quick, and I think the other one will be able to counter. I don't know which one will win, but I think it'll be an aggressive fight. I think McCarney hasn't gone more than 2 rounds in the last 2 fights, so that was one of the picks I liked there.
John, you mentioned the Texans. You say you don't know why. The Texans, depending on the number you got, are either 0-2-1 or 0-3 against the number. There's 3 teams that I'm seeing that have failed to cover, and it's the Tennessee Titans, the Miami Dolphins, and the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of 1-2 teams, too, though, against the number. So it will be interesting to see if the Texans get the cover. It's not – it doesn't happen in – pro football more than college football, you've got much more the numbers tend to even out from a spread standpoint because the line makers typically get a handle on the games. But the Texans have actually been right there from a number standpoint, other than obviously that Vikings game. The other two were right there at the number, and they could have been easier wins and covers for the Texans than they were. So it's going to be interesting to see who's the team who goes the longest without a cover, because man, does that Miami team look bad without Tua. And Tennessee, I mean, Will Levis is giving points to the other team on a game-by-game basis.
Yes. Yep. They could easily have been 2-1. And I'm with you. As far as the Texans, you know, they're due to explode offensively. I mean, they've been kind of quiet here the first couple weeks. And you know, they're due to open it up. Jacksonville, I think there's a lot of issues in Jacksonville. I know going against a team that gets beat up on Monday night is not the trend to go with, but they look like there's more to that team than just not playing well. Like, looked like Monday night as well. So
the flip side of that coin, though, is Minnesota and Pittsburgh are the only 2 teams that are undefeated against the number. You may remember Buffalo's 3-0 straight up, and they've looked really good, but remember, they got behind and had to come back in the first game of the year against Arizona and did not cover that game. Minnesota is 3-0. It's been an unbelievable start. They just came off the big win against the Texans. The Steelers are 3-0, and they're laying points on the road, 1.5.
When are the Steelers going to wake up and realize that Justin – when is this – how long is this going to happen, that Justin Fields is going to be able to win football games?
Well, you got a team right now that's not asking him to do too much. They're running the football. They're letting him make some plays with
his
legs.
And the defense is the best in the NFL.
And the defense, and he's got a great pass rush. It's just the old school, you know, just manage a game.
Yeah, I mean, it's Steeler football. It's, you know, and I think they're just going to disrupt the Colts. I, you know, I, again, against the trends, yeah, they are. They have covered three in a row. But Richardson, I think he's averaging two interceptions a game right now. I think he threw three last week.
And against this pass rush?
Yeah.
He's going to be, man, I don't feel good for him. But I just, I don't know. What are they laying? What are the Steelers laying?
They're minus 1.5 right now.
Gosh.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah. And like I said, the only thing that's bad that, you know, these are three road games out of 4 weeks, and, you know, that might take a toll.
That catches up, yeah. That does. But it's not a long trip.
There's a lot of reasons that I think sharps will be on. If you just look at handicapping reasons and trends and philosophies, a lot of people will just play the home dog there because of, I think, a lot of the stuff you're just talking about, three road games in 4 weeks and all this stuff. But right now, can you trust a quarterback that makes those types of mistakes? Like, can Anthony Richardson fade? Now, Alex Highsmith is out as a pass rusher for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But can you fade the mental mistakes of Anthony Richardson against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who aren't asking their offense to do anything that they're not comfortable with? I don't know. It's tough. I think from a football standpoint, I'm kind of with you, John. It's just, I think Pittsburgh is, if you had a game manager at quarterback for the Colts, yeah, sure, run the ball, play some defense. But remember, the Colts have not stopped the run other than last week against the Bears, and their offensive line is very good. So it's, I would say Steelers maybe should be 2.5 if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them under a field goal. You know, and I mean, who would think Fields would be at 73% completion percentage after 3 weeks? And you've seen him grow a little bit last week. You could tell they're opening up the book a little bit each week on him and, you know, letting him, you know, throw deep, hit the middle and you know, all that. So we'll see what happens there.
What kind of action are you getting on this Alabama-Georgia game?
You know, it's funny. We're seeing a lot of action. That's kind of a 50-50 split there as well. You know, I think everybody's waiting for that game to see what the outcome is there. I'll tell you the big one, you know, we're talking about Handle. Over 90% was on Nebraska, which is interesting. So
over 90% right now is on Nebraska?
Nebraska, yeah, that's the big one. As far as local, a lot of South Alabama love, but they're about over 60% against LSU. That's an interesting game. I watched South Alabama last week, and they only scored, I think, about 87 the week before. And LSU's defense, you know, they still haven't solidified that. So that'll be an interesting game there as well. But, you're seeing, you know, split action on the Georgia-Alabama game.
Yeah. Wow. I like South Alabama. You know, LSU just hasn't played a really complete game yet.
They run the ball really well. It's Major Applewhite's offense. They're pretty balanced, South Alabama, and they've put some big points up in the past. I think they've got an offense that's going to move the ball some. So it could be a high-scoring game.
So there, even at your place, you're getting South Alabama love?
Yeah, which is interesting. Usually we see it the other way for any LSU game, but it seems like I think everybody's worried about that LSU defense right now. And, you know, can they stop it?
You know Perkins, he's done for the year.
Yeah.
So that's
unbelievable, man.
Harold Perkins.
What the Harold Perkins career arc is a wildly erratic one. Look like the star.
Yeah.
An absolute star. And then last year they tried to play a more full-time linebacker, didn't do as much, and this year he's out for the year, and I think he'll go pro. I don't think he'll come back. I think he'll go get money.
And where's he get drafted now?
I don't know. I don't know what you do with them.
I have no idea. He's a tweener, and that's going to be a problem for NFL teams, and especially now that he's missed the season. That's John Chill in the heart of it. Wow. I got 22 on South Alabama right now. Is that what you got?
21.5.
Over that
touchdown key number. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. But not if everybody's jumping on them. That's crazy. That's John Chill, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Any good shows coming up, John? Any?
We got Travis Tritt coming up. He'll be here Saturday, and we got some other lineups coming up. So, Travis Pritzing. Go bet the games, win some money off UFC, some college games, go see Travis Tritt, and head to Blue Martini after.
That's it. That sounds like a weekend.
You got your whole day planned.
That sounds like a weekend. Well, don't forget going in the pool in the afternoon or playing some golf. Let's go.
Can't you watch games from the? Can you watch games from the pool? Or is it the TV?
Yeah, they got TVs in the cabanas.
Yeah, we got TVs out at the pool.
And at the bar.
At the bar.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, you can sit in the pool at the bar. the pool bar and watch the games while you're in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But go to the bathroom. Don't.
Yeah, outside. Yeah, outside.
Use the bathroom, the regular bathroom.
Outside of the venue.
That's John Chill right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm talking about that Golden Nugget right now. One of my favorite places in the world is that Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Just 2 hours down the road. You got beautiful hotel rooms. Beautiful hotel rooms. It's like a brand new casino. You got 11, 12 different restaurants, seafood, Italian, steak, Mexican.
Bing,
you got it all.
Bang, boom.
You got 24-hour food service there. You got poker room. I love the poker room. Great cash game going on all the time there. You got the DraftKings sports book. You got the Blue Martini. You got it's on and on and on. Travis Tritt this weekend and great shows. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com, and see all the shows that are coming up at the Golden Nugget. I'm telling you, it's so much easier than getting to Vegas. So much easier. Get to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make it a weekend at GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You heard John talk about the Cougs earlier today. Well, if you want to go out and see the Cougs on Saturday, this is your chance. Caller 6 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the Cougs take on Iowa State out at TD ECU Stadium. It is family weekend and their Hispanic Heritage game. It will be a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. The family night special is 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 drinks, and it's just $80. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get those tickets. Come early, be loud. Wear red.
And not stay late. Wear red. Stay late is the Longhorns, right? Why? Because everybody leaves early.
Mac Brown started that. Come early, wear orange, stay late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm getting out of there before the traffic gets bad.
But they said during the game that the most raucous fan base.
What do you mean?
Frankie went to their first game, and she said that before the game, the guy was like, the most raucous fan base in college football, Longhorns.
Who is their PA announcer? The most raucous fan base in college football, Longhorns.
The most raucous fan base. We're raucous. Yeah.
You can keep making your jokes now that Tech's about to win a national championship. Yeah. You joke while you can.
Stay on that side when they win joke that title. Yeah,
keep that same energy.
I'd like
with
to see them beat Georgia first, okay?
Georgia's got Alabama first. Let's see if Georgia's
we'll see if Georgia
any
can
good.
Beat Alabama.
No.
Stay on that side. When Texas is
what if Alabama wins and then Georgia beats Texas?
Don't try to like glom onto Texas. Don't switch. When Sark
I'm
is
all about
when Sark's,
Texas.
When Sark's
I'm
got
doing
his,
the horns all the time.
Yeah, horns down.
The horns down.
When Sark's horns. Got his foot on your throat, mm-hmm. you just in your neck, you make sure you keep that same energy.
What about the Hart's Chicken Man? Okay.
Yeah.
Narrow that chicken man. The Chicken Man from Hearts.
That
what's
does
going
sound
on?
Like a rapper from the Bronx, though, back in like
the Chicken Man?
94. Narrow the
Hello?
The Bronx Chicken Man, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? So your friends
what's going with, on, guys?
You're friends with Jason.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm about to fry up some chicken, man.
So wait, I got to ask you. So so Jason, who we've known for a long time, tagged you. Yeah, he tagged you. Yesterday, he said Narrows can take care of him on the chicken front. On chicken.
For Gilbert.
And so I clicked your bio, and like, you don't really do too much on Twitter, but like, did you come, were you in stand-up comedy for a while?
Yeah, I did stand-up. Oh, that's many moons ago. Y'all dig deep.
Well, that's your picture on your, that's just a picture on your avatar, as you can tell. You're on stage, yeah.
Yeah, Jason sets me up for weird stuff, so I don't know what I'm walking into.
Do you know who Gilbert is?
No, there's no
I don't
way.
Know, but he is said, he a veteran? Because I do a lot of things with veterans. So
I mean,
Jason tells me things,
he is veteran-y. So,
he's
a veteran
really.
Of the show?
He's a veteran caller.
He's a veteran caller. Is that wrong?
So he's been calling for a long time. What's going on with Gilbert, guys?
Gilbert's special, actually. Gilbert is special.
Oh, and like on the spectrum?
Probably.
Yeah, we haven't diagnosed him, but that's likely.
Yeah, yeah.
But Gilbert has been doing – Gilbert's been a caller of the show for over two decades, has been a big part of it. Listeners know him. He goes to events. Roger Clemens knows who he is. This is like, he's kind
every
of famous.
Honestly, knows who he is.
He's kind of famous.
He is famous. If you say Gilbert in this town, a lot of people know Gilbert, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he's in a home now, and he's kind of sad. He's been a little bit depressed, so we're going over there. I brought him some Outback
stuff. But he loves food.
No. Some Saltgrass Steakhouse.
He loves specific types of food. And, very specific.
Very specific.
And apparently
and
yesterday,
he asked for Hart's.
Hart's Chicken came up because he told Johnny So Hart's Chicken came up. So now I can't just bring him something. He orders. He tells us exactly what he wants.
Right.
So the next time he calls in, Darryl, just so you know. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get your phone number because Gilbert is going to ask for something. Do you have This is very important. Yes. Do you have corn on the cob?
Bro, my corn on the cob brings all the girls to the yard, man. I'll bring Gilbert, too.
Good. Do you have salt and pepper for corn on the cob?
I can put a little salt and pepper. Whatever Gilbert needs, not all that chicken, man, we'll get. But we got to find out because guys are all specific. Some guys are breast guys. Some guys are leg guys. And some guys are thigh guys. And
Gilbert's all of those, but...
Where's your store?
Bro, I'm a small veteran-owned business here in Garden Oaks. Off of Pinemont and Ella.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. I can get there. Okay, so we'll have to – I'll get Dale to get your number off the air, and we'll give you a shout the next time Gilbert calls and makes an order. Well, he'll call pretending to call about the Astros, and he'll say, Lance, when are you coming? Are you bringing food? I want, and he'll say something. I'll say, "What about Hart's Chicken?" You said that, yes, and then he'll immediately start to order.
Well, or he'll say, "No, I want Outback Steakhouse because he just had Saltgrass Steakhouse." So we'll see.
We'll see what
he
says.
We have no idea, though.
But
Nero, we appreciate you, man.
I'll push him towards Hart's.
No worries.
We appreciate you doing that.
Whenever Gilbert calls, you guys got my number. I got him. I like to meet this Gilbert.
Oh, you for sure. But do not
give him your phone number.
Don't give him your phone number.
Don't do it.
Oh, don't give him my phone number. I get a lot of calls. Don't give him my phone number.
No, we will not. No, don't worry. We won't. We know better. Don't worry.
We're telling you, don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Gilbert.
Oh, I appreciate
it. His nickname is
Relentless. Thank you, Nero.
Thanks, Nero. Do we have his number?
Gilbert almost fooled me the other day. He said, hey, call my cousin. She'll be real happy that you came and you brought me food. And I said, I don't know, Gilbert. He goes, she blocked my number, so you can call her from your phone. And I said, I can't, because then he might have gotten it from her.
No.
And there's my number.
If she had to block his number already, I don't think she's going to be working in cahoots with Gilbert.
Well, but Gilbert might have
maybe better safe than
sorry. He's outsmarted us before.
Maybe the lie was she blocked his number.
Maybe that might have been a lie. That
might have been John up to make the call.
Gilbert,
you're right.
You think Gilbert's going to be walking down the street with his right foot kind of dragging, and all of a sudden he has a cigarette and he gets in the car with Kobayashi, and then Gilbert is actually nothing more than Kaiser Soze?
I think Gilbert could have set John up, and John deftly avoided the trap.
What's a movie?
I sidestepped that mine.
Yeah. Hold on. What's the early movie that Ed Norton did with Richard Gere, where he's in jail and and then all of a sudden at the end he goes,
"Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, great job, Marty." It's like the whole movie we thought he was.
Yeah,
he was. You know, this shy, and then we find out it's all an act.
When he
had no, when he helped him get away with murder.
Right.
Primal Fear.
Man, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was the first Ed Norton I ever saw.
You think Gilbert is Ed Norton Jr.?
I don't think so, but could he be Primal Fear? You think he's outwitting you and
he's outsmarted us plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about when he was his brother?
What was his name again?
Charlie?
No, I don't think it was Charlie.
It was something very American. I just don't remember what it was. No, I don't remember.
Gilbert's not. I'll get Gilbert.
Is this Gilbert? No, this is Gilbert's brother. can we speak with Gilbert? Hold on. Gilbert! Hello? He changed his voice very slightly. Oh man.
So yeah, we've been outsmarted plenty by Gilbert.
Yeah.
But plenty. 928 ESPN 97.5.
You listeners are gonna have to step up and help with this Gilbert thing.
Yep.
Well, it takes a village.
Time for you to talk about Daspit.
I will. I'll talk about John Daspit. And John Daspit, maybe Daspit couldn't help out with this. John Daspit's been listening to the show for over two decades, and so he knows all about it. He goes back and listens. I think I haven't heard from him for a while, so I don't know if he's still listening or not. I would hope so, because he definitely knows who Gilbert is. And John Daspit knows who a lot of people in the city of Houston are. He is passionately pursuing justice for the injured at all times, and that's across the state of Texas. So, you know, there'll be cases he's handling in Dallas, in San Antonio, in Austin, Houston. He heads down to Victoria and Beaumont, because that's where a lot of the refinery blasts and the offshore accidents happen. People get hurt and hurt badly with some of these accidents that happen through someone else's negligence. And when that happens, you need a personal injury lawyer like John Daspit, who is going to fight for you for all the money that it's going to cost you for the medical bills. Make sure that all your medical stuff is taken care of. Make sure that you get paid for the time missed from work, and that your pain and suffering is a fair number. There's a lot of insurance companies who want to really put the squeeze on you, and your pain and suffering is worth nothing to them. John Daspit is worth a lot more, because he understands this is something you have to live with. So you want someone who's on your side, not the insurance company side, just trying to get a quick settlement. John Daspit's there to fight for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we got to pick a contestant for Warehouse, Beat the Warehouse Guy. So at exactly 8:35, to let everybody have a chance. Caller number five is
9:35.
Or excuse me, 9:35. In 2.5 minutes. In 2 minutes. 2 minutes, you got, you call exactly at 9:35, and if you're caller number five, you're going to play Beat the Warehouse Guy. It's a trip to a game, the ride there and back in the limo. I have four tickets to a game, and that's all.
And the switch up here is it'll be earlier tomorrow at 8:30?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow. So you got to be available at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
And remember, have more than five games. It could be over-unders. It doesn't have to be straight lines, because if Justin goes first and he takes your game, you got to adapt. So have a couple spares ready to beat the Warehouse Guy tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yep. People have tried to just fade him.
That hasn't worked so far this year.
Well, it would have worked, because he was 2-3, I think, this week.
I think he was 3-2.
Did he double bang somebody?
Well, there was two double bangers, and they split those, I believe.
Yeah, but remember the guy who just double banged him all day?
Yeah, that happened a couple seasons ago now. And watch your tone, phrasing scary with you.
What happened?
Not some guy double banged him all day long, whatever you
well,
said.
Well, I do know what I mean.
No, don't say. I know what you tried to make it sound like, yeah.
They didn't try to do anything.
I didn't try anything. Mm. You just have a filth and flarden on.
Yeah, okay, it's my problem. Yeah,
just filth and flarden.
Justin has been good. He's undefeated, 3-0 so far. You can't. No one has beat the limo guy yet.
No one has beaten the warehouse guy yet.
Warehouse guy yet, not limo guy. Warehouse guy yet.
He used to be the limo guy. Now he's the warehouse
guy. He does still provide a limo, though.
He does. He provides the limo and four tickets to a game. Won't be in the Astros playoff.
I don't think he's giving those up.
I'm pretty sure he's not, but we'll see. But we'll see.
But we got Rockets coming up. It's the training camp is right
around
the corner.
Tomorrow is media day, right?
Yeah. So it might be a Rockets game or a Texans game.
Apparently the Rockets met the media, though, yesterday. And Tillman had
new facilities.
The new facility.
Not the players themselves, but like the
but the players were there.
Yeah, but
what's the new facility? Facility?
Yeah.
They got a new,
they built a new.
Yeah. Right up by Post Oak.
Why did he spend money on
near I-10.
Why did he spend money on that? He could have gotten
Oh my God, they say it's fantastic.
I'm sure. How much did it cost? How many jets could it have
a bunch.
How many jets could you have got with that for the basketball team?
Well, he doesn't care about that. He wants a bit. Listen, they
Tillman
say.
Tillman doesn't care about University of Houston basketball, you just said?
He
owns the program.
Oh, that's true. But he owns the Rockets, too. And he's trying to own a WNBA team and a hockey team.
Yeah.
Not so fast. Did you see the article? Tillman, doubts hockey will be here.
Yeah, he doubts it'll be here, but he's trying. He doubts it'll be here.
To me, you got to pick one or the other. You can't have hockey, NHL. I mean, you can't have NHL and WNBA and basketball and University of Houston.
You can own all
and
those.
And Vic and Anthony's and Golden Nuggets and Salt. He's only too busy.
He's too busy to own.
He's got to drive all over the place. Yeah.
No, he doesn't have to drive anywhere. He's got a gigantic yacht he could take. He's got a
helicopter.
He's going to
have to sell. How much do you think he could sell University of Houston?
I don't think he can sell a university.
I don't. I'm sure that.
Do you think he could sell it?
I don't think that's a winner for him.
No.
If you want to know the truth.
But could you sell it and get out from under University of Houston Athletics for maybe sell it to Tech or something?
He's already built him a stadium. What else do you want him to do?
That's added value. Can he sell University
of Houston? I think
the best
facility in this city.
Excuse me?
That's my favorite facility.
Did T. Boone Pickens put a limit on what he was willing to spend? What are we talking about? He already built him a stadium.
He already built him a stadium. That's enough.
Keep coming with the cash.
That's enough.
No, okay. It ain't.
Yeah.
For the big, the real boosters, the real big money, it's never enough.
Well, I think he contributes. Don't worry.
Oh, keep it coming.
Yeah.
You got your.
You want to buy Kelvin a plane?
You got your coach out here crying poor. Got your coach, please, sir. Can I have
need
a jet,
help.
Please?
More planes, please. More planes, sir.
Please, sir. More
I gotta
miles,
go
please.
To this. I gotta get this kid. Then I gotta come back here.
I want
I can't
a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog.
I mean, you guys got me out here like some kind of jerk.
Please, sir. Can I have more miles, please?
Could you transfer miles to me at least?
Your NetJets
so
miles,
I can
please.
Upgrade?
People might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, they might not.
Earlier in the show, well, we had the soundbite from Fox, and Kelvin Sampson said, "I need a plane over here.
I need a PJ."
It was more complicated than just "I need a plane." He's got one. He's
at
got
first
a PJ.
When I was listening to it, it sounded like that. Remember that evangelist that was like, "I got two, but I need another plane."
Yeah, okay. I do remember. Yeah. Which one? Which evangelist?
Anyway,
Kenneth Copeland, was it?
That the evangelist plane
was
thing?
Was it Kenneth Copeland? Was that
him? I might have been. He was like, I need a plane.
I can't keep begging our donors for NetJet miles. Please, administration, I need more miles, please.
More planes.
More planes, please. One more PJ, please.
Poor Kelvin.
Out here using Will Kunkel as a mouthpiece so he can get some miles. Come on, Tillman.
I think he was just venting a little bit.
I'm sure he was.
I think he was too. He probably had a meeting with the organization. He probably had a meeting like University of Houston's getting football's getting $130 million facility. And I'm out here driving like a jerk from Waco to Lubbock. It's probably what he thought.
Yeah.
I've been to the tournament every damn year. I got to the Final Four, and I ain't even got a PJ to be flying around in.
A jet.
Give me a Sumlin helicopter.
A jet probably cost him about $8 million. That's all. And football has got $130 million?
Yeah.
Come on. Step up. Let's go, U of H.
Football lost to a school whose quarterback they can't even pay. And you can't get me a jet.
Yeah.
I saw that UNLV game. That quarterback wasn't even good. Give me a jet.
You think Houston would trade Donovan Smith for Sluka or whatever his name was?
It
might make
a
trade straight up.
I don't
up.
Know. Sluka has like a 43% completion percentage.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't great. He was a run first quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a run first, but he got that dub, though, didn't he?
He is not the reason they're winning games, which...
He's run for 235 yards in three games.
He's fine, but they're not winning. They're winning games because of defense.
Oh, Dell doesn't like running quarterbacks.
No, what do you mean? Oh, what does that mean? What's that mean?
White running quarterback.
White running quarterback, there. And now all of a sudden we're going to diminish his...
Now, how poor are they?
Diminishes.
Nah. No wonder they ain't paying
him.
So
you guys got to go deeper. That kid went the Holy Cross.
I mean, you got to, honestly, UNLV's like, come on, guys. You
look
thought we were going to give $100,000 to a white running quarterback?
Look at Jackson Arnold.
Let's just be real about this guy.
Jackson Arnold, same thing.
We never offered this guy $100,000. Look at him.
I like Colin Klein. He was our white running quarterback.
Yeah, that guy was a volume runner.
He was
like 27
dude.
Carries a game.
Yeah, you got it done. I ain't got no issue with white running quarterbacks. You got to dig deeper. My hate is more complex. That kid went to Holy Cross. Bill Simmons went to Holy Cross. There's no good people who come out of Holy Cross.
Oh, my. Oh, Bill Simmons went to Holy Cross?
Yes.
No, you had tied it to 6 degrees of Bill Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta look deeper.
No idea where that because Miami
you
Heat fans,
Bill Simmons
Heat
that much?
Fans do not like Bill Simmons.
So, Matt Sluka, you went to that trash ass school? Beat it.
Who you hate more, Harry or
Harry who?
Harry Douglas, Harry Douglas or Bill Simmons?
My hate for Harry Douglas goes deeper than sports.
Right.
Right.
But so
who is it?
To keep it in sports, Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons. Get him out of here. Bill,
yeah. And I don't hate Harry Douglas. I wish he would just stop doing some
Skip
stuff.
Skip Bayless or Bill Simmons?
I don't care about Skip Bayless. He doesn't bother me. I've never listened to his show.
Snot out of me.
I never watched.
I can't. Every time he's on, I just turn that off. I can't stand.
Well, to be fair to Bill Simmons, it's any Celtics fan I can't stand. Paul, you're right up there, too.
Wow.
What, Paul Gallant?
I mean, I don't dislike Paul.
What did Paul Gallant do to you?
I'm sure he's put on a Celtics shirt in the past. That's enough for me.
Why you hate the Celts so much?
Screw Boston.
Wow.
Well, they've had Boston
just
in Miami.
Just because they're all racist?
I mean, they were just scrapping against each other. Is that not enough?
If that was the reason, would that not be enough?
Just because they pooped at Bill Russell's house?
I mean, they didn't. Yeah, that wasn't great for that city.
Ugh. God, what a bunch of a-holes.
You hate the Dodgers. I'm allowed to hate the Celtics.
Yeah, no, I hate the Dodgers. Yep. 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, Alan got it done, yeah.
Okay, way to go, Alan. That's Baby Dell in there.
He's not. I just used that. I just wanted him to play me at the party so I could
show up.
Hey, look, it's Dell.
You wanted a character?
Yeah.
You wanted somebody to step in for you?
So people would hug him.
Yeah, anyone. Anyone but me taking that back hug that I was getting from everybody.
Yeah.
But Alan, I can't force Alan to do anything. He's an intern.
You didn't need
taking
that in your
that
life.
Back hug.
Yeah. Huh. People were giving me back hugs without consent.
No, we don't need that in our lives.
Well, even though I
promote it.
Yeah, you were telling everyone to do it.
Reg.
Hey, guys, you know what would be cool? If we do this thing we do every time Dell's in public. Give him a hug.
Hey, he loves that.
Lance did it, too.
I did, too.
He wasn't the only one. No, he tried to get people to hug him.
Aggressively tried to get them to do it.
Yeah. Now playing the role of Dell at the listener appreciation party is Alan. But I couldn't get Alan to do it.
No, he was like,
I'm not doing that. What I look like.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, find somebody. I'm not going to appropriate, okay?
Well, he's not. He wouldn't be appropriating.
Hugging isn't appropriating.
Well.
Alan's... Sure, he's a lighter tone than me, but he's not white. He wouldn't be appropriating.
Man, what are you appropriating? What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What? So what's happening with the bullpen?
What do you want to get to?
And it's kind of a joke for us to try to turn this into anything more than it is, which is a pathetic show.
It really is. I mean, you guys.
Let's get back to corn on the cob.
Yeah, well, you guys keep making Hall of Fame references, and I would stop.
Really, if the voting was now, there's zero.
Well, too late. They already let you in.
We're already in. We're not actually. Well, no, but they've already voted
us
in.
You're not a
really because let me.
You're not a senior in high school. They can't take it away from you.
That's what I was going to say, Dell. Have there been any scholarships lost because of something that was posted on social media?
Sure, that's happened quite a bit. But if they don't know you guys by now, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I got a story for you. How about this? Did you see the story about Rowdy Tellez?
Oh, yeah.
The Pittsburgh Pirates chunky.
425 at-bats.
So he needs to get to 425 plate appearances, and in his contract, he's got a $200,000 kicker. Four plate appearances away, and he started here like he's a starter for them. He's got 13 home runs, 56 RBIs. He hits .243, and he's a .691 OPS. Those numbers could be in the Astros lineup. I mean, it's not outlandish. They designated him for assignment before the end of the year so they could take a look at two young players who are coming up. We got like six games left. They knew one more game would cost them $200,000, so they're like,
well, they are the Pirates. They're taking a ton of crap for this.
As they should. They literally just kept this man from $200,000.
Yeah.
And do you know he and his wife, if he's married, he's like 28, 29 years old, 6'4", 270-pound first baseman. That guy needs that cheese. And he's probably talking to his wife.
To eat?
And his wife is like, you know what?
Porky, hog, I'm going to get badass, to my bonus. Double wide, butterball. Right.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like to get a condo for my parents to move closer to us because they're getting older, and I want them to be able to see their grandchildren. And okay, let's do that. And they were probably looking at properties, and like I found a place that's going to be perfect. We get the $200,000, you know, taxes. I'll put $100,000 down. This will be perfect for them, and they can be here, and they can take care of the kids, and you can go back to work. And
well, if I'm the Pirates, I say, how many plate appearances you got? What's the number in the contract? Sorry, beat it. All right,
so
Rowdy.
You are like the Pirates.
Yeah.
He probably had already spent that money.
Probably.
And then they called him, hey, we need to talk to you about something. You want to, am I getting a, do you want to do like a contract for the next 2 years, low money? Honey, I gotta wait in. The GM wants to talk to me. He's probably like, they're probably going to try to lowball me for a 2-year deal or something, but I'll see what they say. Oh, no, they fully waived me. So tell your parents we need to break that contract. Yeah, I know we put earnest money in. But, yeah, it's gone.
Well,
it's gone. They DFA'd me. I'm not getting a 2. You don't understand. I'm not getting a 425 plate appearances. They cut me.
Justin Verlander.
I know my numbers are better than Jake Myers and Chaz's. I know I've got better numbers than
than
Maldonado had.
Wait a minute. You got that same energy for Justin Verlander? He didn't meet his innings pitched, and so he ain't getting his $25 million next year. You got that same energy for him?
Justin Verlander hasn't been starting. He was out with a neck injury for 4 months.
Well,
5 months.
I feel bad.
This guy was just minding
Justin
his own business.
Justin Verlander
playing.
Not getting that 25 next year.
He's just
year.
Playing.
He's a fat guy.
He's
I love
just
him.
Trying to play and do his thing. Justin Verlander didn't play.
He's
I, trust
a fat
me.
Guy. I love him.
The Astros would have loved to have had him.
You think he'd throw some beers down?
I'm sure Rowdy he does.
Rowdy Tellez.
I just love that Lance has a whole backstory. Like,
I mean,
he's got a condo he wants to buy.
Where did he come up with this?
I don't know.
How do you know he's got a condo?
This guy plays softball. He will play softball.
He will.
At some point.
He probably does right Slow now. Pitch softball. He probably went to the softball league after they cut him.
Well, he needed more bats.
Sliding here. I mean, is this good?
You want to be the catcher when that's coming in?
Give that man his money.
Give it. He needs to eat.
The Pirates.
$200,000. The guy's been busting his ass all year
for
his condo. He needs to bring his in-laws in.
The poor job by the Pirates. You've been out of the playoff chase, well, since the beginning of the year. But
really
realistically, you've been out of the playoff chase for a couple months. You could have got rid of him a couple months ago. Why are you keeping him around? You know what they did? They go, we're going to mess with Rowdy. We're going to give him the hope that he's going to get his $200K and then rip it right away from him.
Ta-da!
One more game. Yeah. One more game, honey.
They got that man all excited.
Keep
starting it away.
Yeah. They're like, keep starting. He started on the 19th, on the 22nd. They're like, keep starting him.
Watch this.
But what if he gets extra innings?
Watch this. Pull the rug.
But what if he gets extra innings? Well, I mean, it'd have to go to 20 innings. And if it does, just pinch hit for him.
That's all. All right, we got a break. We got news of the week coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about MyBookie. I've been talking about MyBookie for I don't know how many years now, and I love MyBookie. If you haven't been there to the site, you can just go look at it and see, and then throw some money down. When you throw the money down, then you can double that money. You double the amount that you get to play with at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got to put in the promo code BET975. But it is a great place. Easy to navigate. It's so simple to find exactly what you're looking for. And it's all the different, I mean, you got prop bets along with live in-game betting. You got a casino with live dealers that you can see the actual cards being tossed to you. It's incredible. Look, you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got a free Thursday bet. That's pretty cool. Okay, they're just going to give you a free bet on Thursdays. And they've got a program, MyBookie Plus. Everybody's got a plus now. They got a MyBookie Plus where the more you play, the higher the tier you're in, the more giveaways you get. So you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, special place in hell for a Florida woman. Apparently, she scammed her grandmother out of $300,000. I don't know. Is it? I guess this wouldn't be the first time that you did somebody. Grandma.
What does
really,
she need the money for? What would grandma need the money for?
Grandma's trying to just live over here.
She's got a couple years left. She can't use that money.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who do you feel bad for? The grandma?
I feel bad for grandma. Yeah, you're a POS. Do you believe that this guy who ran 30 marathons in 30 days, do you believe that he has, that this is Jesus in his abs?
What?
Wait, what?
So look at the picture. Look at his
abs.
Yeah,
he's got abs. Yeah, he looks like a model.
Is that the face of Jesus?
How much do you want to stare at this guy's abs, Lance?
Yeah. Do you see it?
I actually see it.
Yes. No. You can.
Yeah, I actually see it a little bit.
You can see it's the face of Jesus in this guy's ass.
He showed up on toast
which
before.
Jesus?
Jesus.
Not JC.
Our Jesus.
Like, which? The one that's all...
Not the one at the church I went to in Austin.
And not Jesus.
Not that church?
Not that church. Not actually, it could be.
Not the one...
I mean,
one...
it could... It's all Jesus's, I
not,
think.
Not the one on my mom's shirt when she had the Jesus is the black man shirt.
Yeah,
not that
right.
Jesus.
Not that...
It's the one that...
Well, it actually could be. It okay. actually could be. Yeah. I mean, this looks like he ran 30 marathons in 30 days. Okay? Jesus is with him.
I believe it.
I don't believe that you could do it without Jesus' help.
That seems very miracle-like.
Well, apparently, they had to shut down Montana voting. They left Kamala off the ballot.
Well.
Wait, what happened?
They left Kamala off the ballot in Montana.
Stop the steal.
Okay. did Kevin Costner have anything to do with that? Is that Montana or Idaho?
Isn't he in Wyoming?
Is it Wyoming? No, it's Butte, Montana.
They take them to Wyoming or Montana when they are giving them the bus ride.
Oh, that's
that's
Wyoming, right?
They take them to Wyoming.
Is it Wyoming?
I don't remember how Yellowstone works.
Or Idaho. Which one is next?
When they need to get rid of someone, and they're always taking a bus to another state, and they just toss them off a cliff.
Yeah. Apparently, the Prime Minister of Poland has declared war on beavers. The beavers.
What is it with all these European nations with war now?
Yeah. Everybody. Well, this against beavers.
Yeah, but still, that's where it starts. That's where the aggression begins.
And then they go after people next?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It starts with encroaching on beavers, and then all of a sudden, we're going to expand into seals next. And like, what?
They've deployed more than 26,000 military personnel to combat the effects of prolonged heavy rainfall. Okay? And the beavers are stopping the flow of the rivers, apparently, with their dams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, beavers got going.
So, yeah.
I would launch an assault.
So you'd launch an attack on beavers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Drone strikes.
A Florida man asked the deputy to test his bad drugs, after burglarizing a home over barking dogs. The man found himself behind bars after he allegedly broke into a home and later asked a responding deputy to test his illegal drugs. This dude is... I just don't feel like he's a very good criminal. He's not good at all at this.
Hey, try this.
Here.
Try this. Does this taste off to you?
Snort this.
Snort this.
Yeah.
How
does this taste?
Like, what do you...
It tastes bad, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
That's not good, right?
Yeah. Does this taste right to you?
Smell it inside your nose.
A very scary person is what this woman was called. She pulled out a gun when she was denied a dog adoption. I just feel like...
We were right. that's when you know.
We
out of the park. We did our job.
Yeah, we denied her. So what did she do? Pulled out a gun on us.
Yeah.
She apparently needed that dog for some kind of heist or something. All right. That's News of the Weird right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It was brought to you by.
It's not really brought to you by anyone.
And somebody needs to sponsor this.
Yeah, I know. This is like the most popular segment we have because we're saying goodbye and people are waiting for Dell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Well, I think people realize the joy they have listening to you and just want one more segment. And that's what it is. They want one more segment of John.
Just
and
Les. One more.
They want, so they listen in. That's why it's so popular.
No, I was with Kyle, who listens to the show yesterday. I said something, and he goes, "Oh, that was on News of the Weird." I said,
"Yeah, see,
Kyle listens." And that's the cop from League City who's going to come.
That you're
house
going
someday.
To use, and he's going to do a favor for you
yeah,
and
he's
arrest
do me.
Me
a favor. He's going to come and raid your home
and turn off his body cam. Apparently, too.
Apparently, hopefully.
No, not hopefully.
Hopefully.
No, we just had a really bad case yesterday that was found guilty for. Yeah,
turning off his body cam?
No, he lied to get a no-knock warrant and ended up killing people and their dog.
Oh,
weren't involved in drugs.
That's awful.
Hey,
yeah,
that's
it was after 5 years of this case going on. It was
Officer Kyle,
he was found guilty.
SWAT team Kyle. I'm not sure what your career, how much further you want to go, but don't do favors for John.
Yeah, no. That's what you.
It's not going to help you.
That's what you need to do. That's what you have to do. 713-780. Oh, we're done.
We're
Call
done.
Dell Show. Call Dell Show.
Yeah. Sure.
Mapes wants to talk.
Is it it? Are we done?
We're done.
Well, not John. John's not done.
I got HRP to talk about. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We love HRP here. You're going to love HRP here. You're going to love HRP at your business because HRP is going to save you money. HRP is going to make sure that you get your payroll perfectly done every single time because that's what they do. HRP is going to make sure that your HR is done correctly because if you don't, then you could be facing, I'm telling you, there's a lot of EEOC complaints or there are a lot of lawsuits filed against companies because they don't handle HR correctly. How are you disciplining? How are you how are you getting rid of people at your business? It's kind of a big deal, and HRP knows how to do it. And HRP also knows all about the taxes because that's kind of a big deal as well. They have experts in the Affordable Care Act. They have said here before, they said, hey, just tell people if they're having a real problem, just call us. So why don't you call them and see how they can change your business, how they can customize a plan perfect for your business to make sure that you're getting your payroll and your benefits packages and your taxes done perfectly, and HR as well. You're looking for the best way to do it? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.